Medina was well placed to attack the Meccan caravans on their way to and from Syria. And shortly after Muhammad had arrived in Medina, he had started to send bands of emigrants on raiding expeditions. Their aim was not to shed blood, but to secure an income by capturing camels, merchandise, and prisoners who could be held for ransom. Nobody would have been particularly shocked by this development. The ghazu, the acquisition raid, was a normal expedient in times of hardship, though some of the Arabs would have been surprised by the Muslims' temerity in taking on the mighty Quraysh, especially as they were clearly inexperienced warriors. During the first 2 years after the Hijra, Muhammad dispatched 8 of these expeditions. He did not usually go himself, but commissioned people such as Hamza and Ubaidah ibn al-Harith. But it was difficult to get accurate information about the caravan's itinerary, and none of these early raids was successful. The Quraysh were not a warlike people. They had left the nomadic life behind long ago and had lost both the habit and the skill of the ghazu, the warrior. The Quran shows that some of the emigrants found the very idea of fighting distasteful. But Muhammad was not discouraged. Even though the emigrants desperately needed an income, plunder was not his primary objective. The raiders may have come back empty-handed, but they had at least brought the Muslims to the attention of Mecca. The Quraysh were rattled. They had to take precautions that had never been necessary before. Merchants complained that they felt more vulnerable. They had to make inconvenient detours, and the flow of trade in and out of Mecca was slightly disrupted. In September 623, Muhammad himself led a ghazu against a large caravan led by Umayyah ibn Khalaf. The spoils looked so promising that a record 200 Muslims volunteered for the expedition. But yet again, the caravan eluded the raiders, and there was no fighting. In the steppes, the ghazu needed no theoretical justification. It was seen as an unavoidable necessity in time of scarcity. But Muhammad had been determined to transcend the old tribal norms. The Quran had instructed Muslims to say, "Peace be with you," to the kafirun, not attack them while they were going about their business. Shortly after Muhammad arrived in Medina, he received a revelation that took a more militant line. Permission to fight is given to those against whom war is being wrongfully waged, and verily, God has indeed the power to succour them. Those who have been driven from their homelands against all right for no other reason than their saying, "Our sustainer is God." For if God had not enabled people to defend themselves against one another, all monasteries and churches and synagogues and mosques, in all of which God's name is abundantly extolled, would surely have been destroyed ere now.